Okay, today we begin right where we were supposed to. Right?
First word on the
dot. Rabbi Zera Chalash. All of Rabbi Abu. Now, Rabbi Zera became ill. Rabbi Abu came to visit him. And he was Mekabel on himself, Kabel Alei. He mitzvah katina chorev shaki avida yamatat l'rabbanan. That if the little one with the burnt feet gets better, I'm going to make a holiday. And everybody, I mean, that's what they used to call Rabbi Zera. He was a short fellow, and he used to check himself in a heated oven to see whether Gehenna would have any power over him. And there was never any problem until somebody gave him nine horror. The rabbanan started looking, who the heck does he think he is anyway? And then he got burnt. He went to some. So they used to call him the shorty with the little feet, but that was in order to be maskir chus. Such a madrega. In any event, he was recovering himself to make a party. It's like what's called a siyum. The same idea. Itzbach and Adidi got better, and Avat Seudas of the Kul Rabbanan, and he invited all of the Talmidim to his home. And of course, the guest of honor was Rabbi Zera. He said, Yumatal Mishri, when it came time now to cut the bread to be mavar for everybody, he said to Rabbi Zera, Lishron Lomar, please, sir, you do the honors. Omar Leilo, Sever Lomar, Lahoda of Yochan, Yomaba Alabai, Kotea. Do you not agree that the halacha should be like Rabbi Yochanan? We go like the Balabait, you're the Balabait, you should do the honors. Shalom. So he did. Kimata Lebrusa, when it came time for Pirkat HaMazon, so he gave Rabbi Zera to bench. Amle Nibachon Mar. Omalei, lo sabla mar lahad Ravuna de Min Bavel. You don't hold the water. Ravuna, this Ravuna de Min Bavel was Ravuna. He's just saying in Bavel because Rabbi Zera, this is the regular Ravuna. But since Rabbi Zera was now in Eretz Yisrael, together with Rabbi Abu, having spent his years learning in Bavel, so he mentioned to the people in Eretz Yisrael, Ravuna from Bavel. But that's who the Bavel in Bavel, we always call him Ravuna. So to us, that's Ravuna in our Gemara. We're in Bavel here with the Gemara. But he's telling him, you know, back in Bavel, we have this big Gadol Ravuna. He said, that the one who did the Bitsiyata Pat, he's the one that's supposed to do the Birkat HaMazon. So, got you there. A bit of Batei HaMavarech. In fact, you can Mansvirale. What then was Rabbi Abu thinking? He holds the other Rabbi Yochanan Mishra Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Baal HaBayit indeed is Butzia. But the Oreach is the one who does the Brachot. Because the Baal HaBayit, the reason the Baal HaBayit is Butzia is not because of Inyonim of Kavod. Even if there's somebody who is very Chashuv there that the Baal HaBayit would like the gift to be Butzia, he's the one that's supposed to be Butzia. Why? Like, he's the only one who owns the Suda. Therefore, anybody else is likely to worry about how much he's handing out. He doesn't know. He won't do things b'ayin yafah. So I want the Baal HaBayit to be the one to give everybody b'ayin yafah. Kedesh yevatzak b'ayin yafah. Yeah, we're saying, you come on Sirali. We're paskening now, not like him. V'oreach nevarech. Why is the oreach to the bracha? Kedesh yevarech the Baal HaBayit. In order that he should be able to say a special bracha to the Baal HaBayit. My nevarech, what is this special bracha? And Rebbe would add, Rebbe Masipa Dvarim, of course this had to do with Rebbe's personal economic ma'amad, And the question is, it's quite clear from this sugya throughout, that the one who was mezamin was the only one who said the bracha. Not as it's said today, we call Echa V'yechad as the bracha atzmo, even when there's a Birkat HaZimun, which is basically came about because people stopped paying attention. Now, in order to be yotzei bracha, the pi ha-mevarech, you have to be mechavim atzei, to not lose concentration. As Richie can tell us, that's a very difficult kind of thing to do.
Mission impossible.
So what would he do for others that are like him, like us, I should say? what do we do when we come to a Suda? Somebody's going to say the brachot. By the time he gets to Azon and Sakol, we're already holding and skiing, or who knows what. So Mamela, right now, everyone is rhetorically answering. So now the question is, since each is mevarekli atzmo, bichalal, whether there's a din of the oreach being mevarek. Because there's no particular value in the oreach over anybody else. If somebody wants to say now a bracha aloud, so everybody really should give a bracha to the Baal HaBayit. There's a lot of questioning among the achronim, beginning with the Orach HaShulchan, but it's been brought up by a lot of the more recent poskim, whether any of this applies anymore in terms of the giving the oreach. It's also nogea, another issue, which is, can the oreach refuse? If there's a din in the Baal HaBayit that is considered to be a horrific breach of etiquette, it's all derech eretz for the Baal HaBayit to ask the oreach to be mevarech, which includes the bracha of the Baal HaBayit, and he refuses, it's like a slap in the face. If no longer there's an inyan of bracha of the Baal HaBayit, so then the oreach can refuse too. Am I not roi? to be the one to be mevarach for the tzora. I don't feel comfortable, whatever it is. But so there too, there's a diyun about how valuable this is. You'll notice that a lot of this has fallen by the wayside. A lot of people don't even know this bracha. The Sfardim are very zoyer to say it properly. They have this nusach, but they add the mevanim shi'efu, mechasim shi'efu, yivarech Hashem chelo, and so on and so forth. But those are all nice things. It's mostly butvarim. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Yashiv is Matayik from Rebbe Moshe Butvarim. What I said before wasn't it's muskan that this is Rebbe because of Rebbe. Why was Rebbe? Rebbe was sensitive to economic status, to the question of the stock market and how things are doing. So he had to give a special brother to the stock market. But from there you see, Lamaisa, that you should be Medayik according to the needs of the Balabayat. Whatever that Balabayat needs should be included, particularly in your bracha. Again, the Sfardim are careful to do that. They'll often give a whole long and complex bracha, which takes it whatever it's simcha, you know, you see nachas from these children, and so whatever it is, it's all nichnas in the bracha Balabayat, which is very pleasant. And then, of course, it loses its Ashkenazic formality and becomes actually heartfelt. It's also a good thing. Arhechan Birkat HaMazon. Now, this is Birkat HaZimon. Here we have a very important machlokas between Rashi and the Rif. Lamaisa, just about everybody ignores Rashi. But incredibly, Rashi's shot is that the question is which part of the three, up to which point in Birkat HaMazon, do we say, particularly when we have a mezuman, but an individual would not say. And according to him, Rav Nachman Omnam says Ad Nevarech, which is fine. But the amazing thing is that Rav Shesha says Ad Azam, which means according to Rashi, an individual doesn't say the first bracha of Birkat HaMazon. Since we paskin like Rav Shesha, according to the rules of Psakim, like Rav Nachman, Rashi's understanding of the sugya would be mechayev an individual never to say Azan HaTakot, to start with no delicha. And in fact, there's some actually paskin this way, based on Rashi. Tosfos says, I mean, it's absolutely horrific. I mean, first of all, whoever heard of such a thing? I think the whole yom, I mean, did you ever see anybody start Birkat HaMazon from no delicha? It's unheard of. Secondly, we have Raya's, the Gemara's brought all the time that the Birkat HaZan is Bioraita, but a right from the Chatmas of the Rumadavik. Tell me that somehow or other it's only a Bioraita if there's three people. And where does it say that? Whoever saw that there's an Afkamina between the Yorkin and Rabbin in terms of what you said? And every place that we had in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, how do we refer to Birkat HaMazon? We call it Birkat HaMazon. What do we call it? Mabarak HaCharav. Shalosh Brachot. Where's the Shalosh Brachot? Tell me. Shalosh Brachot in the event that there's a Mizuna. That's what Shalosh Brachot means. Because of this, Tosfos it completely changes the meaning. And he says, we're continuing the sugya we said before. How did we start this? We started yesterday with the question of a person waiting for somebody else who needs to leave. He's going to say Birkat HaMazon. And then the other person will continue eating after the other, so he'll say the Birkat HaZimun. Question is, up until what point is Birkat HaZimun? Do I just answer Baruch Shacham Mishalom Tzvot Chayino and then I go on eating and he says Hazan? Or must I remain now at attention listening to him say the bracha until Hazan et HaKol and only then I can go on eating? Which is, of course, the way that normatively the sugya is understood and how we paskin. And we wait until Hazan, and then the dialogue of migration, which adds up perfectly according to Tosafot. Now, of course, this causes tremendous complications in the sugya as we continue, because Gemara wants to say that this is a machlokes tanoi. So neima kitanoi, the tani chada birkat hamazon shnayi v'shlosha, the tanya idach shlosha v'arba'a. Now, there's clearly a problem here according to Rashi, because Lashon Shlosha or Arba is Lashon Zachar. And according to Rashi, and apparently his girsa was Shalosh Arba or Shtayim Shalosh, according to Rashi, the reference here is to the brachot of Birkat HaMazon. The fact that it's in Lashon Zachar is another one of the objections that Tosfos has, the way Rashi's learning the sugya. If it were referring to the brachot, why are there so many nuschaot that talk about it in Lashon Zachar? Nobody ever gets mixed up with that. But in any event, Rashi says, look, Birkat HaMazon Shtayim v'shalosh means. One bright is saying, Birkat HaMazon for Yachid is two brachot. Birkat HaMazon for a Mizuman is three brachot, because it includes also the bracha of Hazan, which according to Rashi is not included if there's Shtayim. So in other words, you see that according to this braita, apparently Birkat HaZimun continues on until Hazan, and therefore you don't say Biyachid. You only have two brachot left. When we say two brachot, of course, we mean two brachot out of the Yoraita brachot, excluding Atova Amiti. So we would just say Al Haaretz Al HaMazon and Bonei Yerushalayim. But we wouldn't say the Hazan etako, according to the Rashi, in the Shtayim v'Shalosh. Whereas the other Braita says, again, we have to change the Girsa, according to Rashi, to Shalosh v'Arba. So in other words, if you're saying Shalosh v'Arba, what you're saying is, if there's two people, then they have three brachot, including Hazan, and of course the Birkat HaLaretz Ol HaMazon, and Bonei Yerushalayim. Whereas if they have a Mizuban, they have the fourth bracha, which is Nivarech. So in other words, the machloket over here between these brightot is whether Nivarech itself is a separate bracha, or whether Nivarech is Hazan. We start off with Nivarech, and we end at Hazan. Therefore, the nafkamina would be whether there's the number of people that are there. Okay, so according to the brayta that says 2 and 3, says Rashi, clearly there's only a total of 3 possible brachot. If you have a mezumah, you say all 3 of them, beginning with the word Nevarech Shachana Mishaloh, ending with Hazanat HaKol is bracha number 1, whereas the other brayta holds, no, Nevarech is a separate bracha, and then you start the next bracha for Hazanat HaKol, which gives you a total of 4 possible brachot if you have a mezumah. Okay, so then it would seem to be a machloket Tanaim, says Rashi. You hear it? So the Tanaim, Rav Shavi Arba, our assumption being, Savrua, the Kuli Amma Tova Metiv Lati Oraita. Nobody was taking into consideration Atova Metiv. That's Bechlo, not included here in our discussion, because Atova Metiv is not part of Birkat HaMazon. The Atova Metiv, as we'll see later, is a special bracha that we made for the Harugei Beitar, and we incorporated it into Birkat HaMazon, but it's not part of the brachot. So that's what we were assuming. So my law, in which case, the only way to understand the two approaches in these two brayto is that the mandiyama shtayim v'shalosh, notice I would go back and forth on this. So the mandiyama also wash in the keva. 2 and 3, saying, okay, nivarech continues ad hazan. If you have 3 people, then you say until Baruch Atah Hashem Hazan et HaKol. If you have 2 people, then you only can start with no delecha. Mandiyama shalosh v'arba, kasava ad nivarech. Whereas the other brayto holds this 4 brachot. Nivarech shakhanu mishalo, baruch shakhanu mishalo tvachayinu, is bracha number 1. Hazanat Olam with Hazanat HaKol is bracha number 2. No Delecha with Al Haaretz Al Hamazon is bracha number 3. And then Bonei Yerushalayim is the 4th bracha. If you only have 3 people, then you start with Hazanat HaKol. You can't say Baruch Shachan Mishalot Tavachayinu. Perfectly good explanation. And then we would see that indeed we have the Machloket Reb Nachman and Reb Sheshet as an ancient tradition here in the Brayta. So it's an old Machloket. Says the Gemara, no, not necessarily. Reb Nachman is willing to explain both of these Braytot according to his own approach. And Reb Sheshes is Matarik the Braytot according to his approach. And here's how he explains. Reb Nachman would say, absolutely not. Everybody agrees that the bracha of the Mizuman is only until Nivarech Shachan Mishalo, Baruch Shachan Mishalo Tochayu. Period. Now, of course, that explains very well the Shalosh V'Arba. Total of 4 brachot if you have 3 people. 3 brachot if you only have 2 people or less, because they don't say Nivarech Shachan Mishalo. What about the other Lashon? That's a Shtayim V'Shalosh. How do I explain that? Man Yama Shtayim V'Shalosh is we're talking over here about Po'alim. And remember, Po'alim take the bracha Bonei Yerushalayim and build it into the bracha Baal Haaretz Baal Hamazon in order to get up more quickly, so as not to steal from the time of the Baal HaBayit by taking a bracha break. I mean, the coffee break was bad enough. We're certainly not going to give an extra bracha break. And so therefore we take it. If we're talking about Po'alim, then of course we would have the same idea. If you have 3 people, you say Nivarech. That gives you 3 bracha. If you only have 2 people, it leaves you with only 2 bracha because of the shortened version of Birkat Hamazon for Po'alim. Yom Amar, Poteach Bazan, Kolel Dnei Yerushalayim Birkat Haaretz. Okay. Total of 2 brachot. And with the Mizuman, 3 brachot of Nivarech. Rav Sheshes, on the other hand, claims that both of the brachot work out fine, according to him as well. And he says, look, certainly Birkat HaZimun goes until Hazanat HaKol. Now, the Mandiyo Meshtayim V'Shalosh, okay, that makes sense, because, I mean, that's your option. Either you have, if you're 2 people, again, the way Rashi's learning, you only have 2 brachas left, because you start from Modelecha. If you're 3 people, you also have Hazanat HaKol. How do I explain the bright that it talks about 4 people? I mean, 4 brachot. That's talking about Hatov HaMetiv indeed. And that bright apparently holds that Hatov HaMetiv is Dioraita, and the basis of the Hatov HaMetiv Dioraita is indeed a medrash on the Pasuk V'achalta V'savato V'rachav, where we darshan each one of those, can I get another one of the brachot? Alaretz HaTova, Asher Natan Lecha. All of the good things that God has given you. That's a remesh to Hatov HaMetiv, so that's included in the overall structure of the brachot. Now, obviously, Tosafot cannot entertain any of this, because according to him, it's nonsensical to talk about an individual skipping Birkat Hazan. So he's talking about now a case where somebody was mafsik for others. Now, that's crazy. I mean, how does that have anything to do with the question? So now, Tosafot indeed says, well, you'll notice it says Lashon Zachar, not Lashon Nekevah for the bracha. And it is not referring to the brachot. It's referring to the number of people. That's the question. And the thing that we're learning out of this machloket is whether we view Nivarech as as a separate bracha, in which case, if I'm waiting for you to say Zimun, as soon as you say Baruch Hashem Hamishlot Vachanino, I go back to reading my New York Times and eating while you bench. I don't have to turn around listening to you. That's if your Nevarech is a bracha. If your Nevarech is only an introduction to the bracha and has to incorporate Hazan, it's nothing to do with what I would say as an individual, obviously. But if I was listening to you Brikat HaZimun, I can't very well go back to New York Times. I have to go to that old tribune under those circumstances. So we would listen to the Brikat HaMazon all the way till the end. How can I, in the middle, start going back to my Siddur? What do I do about the language over here? What am I talking about? How am I bringing a Raya? It's very simple. The halacha is that you cannot split a bracha. Somebody's not a baki in a bracha. He can't say, well, I know the half, first half. He knows the second half. He doesn't know the first half. So let's put it together. He can't do that. But what you can do is every separate bracha can be moved around with another person. Therefore, according to the question over here is, if somebody knows Nevarech Brocha Cham Shlo Tocha Yinu, is that a bracha? In which case, you have a maximum of four people that are saying Birkat HaMazon. Or is it not a bracha, and there's only one bracha starting with Nevarech, ending with Hazanat HaKol, and you can't have the guy stop in the middle? Okay, so that would be the question about understanding how many people maximum could be included. So if you hold that Birkat HaZon and Birkat Hazanat HaKol and Birkat HaZimun is all one bracha, what's the maximum number of people you could have over here that are going to make that bracha? So if it's all one bracha, okay, that entire thing is one, ignoring the last bracha. And according to the other man Yom, that is two. Then also, how do we get the three and the four? And that was the child of include Birkat HaPoalim or Birkat HaTovah Meitiv. They're totally different sugya according to Tosafot. But by the way, it raises some fascinating issues, which is when it comes to the wedding. We split the Sheva Brachot. They're actually all one long bracha. The proof is that they don't start with Baruch. Each one of them is obviously continuing on, except for the final bracha, which begins again. All of them should be a bracha, one long bracha. Why are we mati? So, apparently, Brachot, even though the Brachot has smuchot l'chavrta, which indeed is the case in the Kata Mazon, there's no problem in splitting them up between different people. But there are indeed some who say that the Chachila, you shouldn't split them. It should be one person who says all of the Sheva Brachot. Except for the last one. The last one is saved for a Jew.
That would take away a lot from the wedding ceremony.
You think so?
Wouldn't
that be wonderful? At well-intentioned weddings, that's exactly what they do.
So not to insult anybody.
Exactly. What we did with Sheffy's wedding. We gave the whole thing one. Definitely, when you got a lot of people there, it's hell on earth.
Yeah, not a big
rabbi. What you got to do is find a big rabbi as a relative. Nobody can complain of it. Amar of Yosef, I don't see any ground for Hatova Meitiv being Dioraita. I'll prove to you that Hatova Meitiv can't be a Brocha Dioraita. Tida, that Hatova Meitiv love Dioraita. If it were Dioraita, how in the world would we leave the Brocha out for Poalim? We're telling Poalim, leave early on this. I mean, obviously, we sense that there's a difference between the Brocha Hatova Meitiv and the other Brocha. It's a given. How can anybody argue on that? I mean, Poalim or Krimot, that's a Mishnah. We're arguing on the Mishnah. Omer Bizrach Shmuel Bar Marta, Mishmeh Rav, I'll prove to you. That's all the native love, the right time. Why do you think it starts with Baruch? If it's all part of Birkat HaMazon, then it's all a continuation. So we don't start saying Baruch at the end. We should simply end with Baruch the way we do with all the other brachot. Instead, what we do, we're poteach the Baruch, which means that it's not part of Birkat HaMazon. And therefore, it's clearly a separate bracha. Must be that it's not your right. It was just because of the takana. So, are poteach the Baruch, vein chotein the Baruch. And indeed, the Braita points out that there's a general approach to brachot. The general approach is, except for the 5,016 cases that the general approach doesn't apply to, the general approach to brachot is that kol habrachot kulam poteach b'ben b'baruch v'chotein b'ben b'baruch. Now, there's a few cases that are not included in that opening and closing. First of all, there's all the Birkat HaPirot. And then there's all the Birkat HaMitzvot. And then there's the bracha hasmucha l'chaverta, in which you continue on from the previous bracha. Then you also have the bracha chrona shebekriyat shema. There's also bracha yeshmeyam shepoteach b'ben b'baruch v'eino chotein b'baruch. You have cases where when it's not one of the opening, as we said, kol habrachot kulam, but rather it's one of the latter cases, there are some that open and some that close. And you have Hatovah Meitiv. Hatovah Meitiv actually opens with Baruch. It doesn't have a closing of Baruch. That's not clear why that's true. So, first of all, it opens. I mean, we have to say, as Tosafot points out, that the whole idea of its opening here is because it's not smucha l'chaverta, because of that difference. As a matter of fact, we saw earlier, we say Amen after Bnei Yerushalayim. Once you say that Amen, Obviously, it's no longer smukhala rabata. Enoch, I have sick gadomi sick. That's the point of the amen, is to show that I have completed my brachot. I certainly can't be poteach with it. As a matter of fact, that amen causes a lot of other problems, because you certainly cannot pretend that you're still in the middle of ritzei or anything like that. As normally, as if you finish saying a bracha, and you remember b'tor k'day dibur, that, oh, I was supposed to add in a bracha to the gishamim, or whatever the case is over here, I was supposed to add in, you know, ritzei. So I should be able to say ritzei, but I can't, because I said amen. I said amen, I'm saying, well, that's done with, now let's get on with it. Oh, it's too late. That's why we had to be mitaken this whole other bracha that was again before Bani Yerushalayim. All right, but why ask those of that? It makes sense why it doesn't begin with Baruch. But why does it end with Baruch? I mean, I thought you said Kola Brachot Kulam, but they have Baruch and also ends with Baruch. So Tosis is very interesting thing. This is a give us some historical sideline. He says the Baruch is actually Baruch HaTov HaMetiv. Baruch HaTash, HaTov HaMetiv. That's the Baruch that we still say as HaTov HaMetiv. In Birkat HaMazon, it got very complicated. Because later on, they decided to add the three Malchiot and the three Gemilot, as we'll see. Okay, but that wasn't really part of the bracha. So certainly, we're not going to be metakein a new nusach bracha on HaTov HaMetiv. So since it doesn't come now to give us a lot of filot, it's all at least in its initial takana, it retains the tzura of its original takana. But anyway, am I not right in saying michlal the bracha b'fnei atzmai? Getting back to what I was saying. So it must be that it's not part of the Birkat HaMazon. Otherwise, why would it begin? Said Rav Nachman Yitzchak, I bring another raya that HaTov HaMetiv can't be a dioraita. You know why? Because in the Beit HaAvel, at least according to Rabbi Akiva, we don't say the bracha of HaTov HaMetiv. So if you make a zimun in the house of an Avel, Rabbi Akiva says, instead of saying HaTov HaMetiv, you say Baruch Dayan Emet, which is the other version of HaTov HaMetiv, essentially. In Olam Haba, we say all, even Dayan Emet is only HaTov HaMetiv, but in Olam Hazeh, we perceive a difference between HaTov HaMetiv and Dayan Emet, but they're both the same bracha in terms of the Hanagat Hashem of the Briot, that's Kulo B'Chesed. So, since we drop HaTov HaMetiv, it's Suratah and the Beit HaAva, not that we really do this La'alaka, but according to Rabbi Akiva, we do. I mean, how could Rabbi Akiva even think of such a thing? Unless it's actually not part of Birkat HaMazon to say HaTov HaMetiv. Kiritanya. Mahim Ovin, the Beit HaAvel, Baruch HaTov HaMetiv, like anybody else. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you only say Baruch Dayan HaEmet. Wait a minute. The Tanna Kamma holds you don't mention Dayan HaEmet. You only say HaTov HaMetiv. Dayan HaEmet lo? No. Ema af HaTov HaMetiv. The Tanna Kamma holds that you still say HaTov HaMetiv despite the fact that you add Dayan HaEmet to that bracha. And in fact, you want to know what the gears of that bracha is. Marzutra came to visit Ravashi, and Dafka, while he was there, Itra Ben Yolta, and he finds him now sitting Shiva. So Potak Ubarich, so when he came to Birkat HaMazon, he said, when he came to the fourth bracha, Baruch HaTov HaMetiv El Emet Dayan Emet Shofet Betzedek, Lokeach b'mishpat, v'shalit ba'olamo la'asot bo kiretzono, ki kol drachat mishpat sh'akor shelo, v'anach la'amo v'avadav, u'v'chol anach l'chayavim la'odot lo, u'l'vorcho. Goder pritzot b'Yisrael, hu yigdor et ha'pritza hazot b'Yisrael l'chayim. So now, actually, there's a Bahag, very interesting, that takes out the words b'mishpat, because he says that if the Gemara comes out, that life isn't fair. So he said b'mishpat. Yesh mita b'lo avon, v'yesh yisurim b'lo chay. What do you say b'mishpat? Okay. How do you be koveya b'mishpat? Fascinating. So the Tosafot says, that's not good enough reason to take the mishpat out of the book. But it's a fascinating question. You were on a bike right now, but are we asserting that life is fair? Love that. In any event, the Shailas Bizbana said, I mean, this is very nogea, this, you know, you must know. People have this extremely irritating habit of walking into Beis Ovels and acting like Eob's friends. You know, they all have comments about something or other. You know, well, it's a great kapora, it'll be a melech yosher, he's better off now, whatever. You know, they always have intelligent comments to make, in which everybody else is cringing, you know, but they know the answers to life's questions. And you're the shyless, is what the Bahak says. You know, even in the bracha, you wouldn't say something like that. You know? So, certainly it behooves one to recognize that life is more complex, Horatio, the bottom line, you know? In any event,
Do we ever have a case where people have, like, a suit of the
Beis Avos? Oh, this is a good question. Sure we do. Of course we do. The Shaila is that all of the modern poskim mention that they never saw anybody say this bracha, which is interesting. It doesn't say anywhere not to say it. And the Shulchan Aruch says it, and all the poskim achronim it says it, and yet, somehow or other, people stop saying it, which is very odd. I mean, Geshe HaChayim says, never saw anybody in Beragar, I never saw anybody in this. And in fact, the minhag has somehow become not to say it. Now, as God pointed out, do we are. We, in fact, call Veya a soda with an avo. And it's interesting. Some say that maybe that's why it fell into disuse. Because it could be that this is only said in Simon Basaretz. In other words, the chashivut of their Britzot Yisrael and the whole idea of people being there and being mechazek. It's not when it's a small family. There's people present. We don't make those kind of things. We don't do this at the time. So it fell into disuse. And at this point, people maybe are no longer bekiyim in the bracha. So that's, it's interesting that this was a bracha, apparently, until fairly recently was said. It's the first time it comes up of people saying, I never heard of it. His mamish, I mean, one generation.
The Yemenites, went to a Yemenite family.
And these were all Ashkenazim.
Yeah, 20 people they wanted to study. They taught.
And they did not say the bracha?
They said
the bracha. They did say the bracha.
The whole
There's different Eidot. Some of the Eidot, I mean, make an Italian wake look like nothing. No, seriously, they have minhagim. But it's a tikkun of the nitzar and the neshama to eat what more and to say as many brachas as possible. They've all said Eidot brachas. Everybody should be mevarech.
In the house.
In the house. And it's recovered and recovered the nitzar. Absolutely. They're outraged when they come to the...
Every day they do it?
Every day.
What?
Where the talitot? They're outraged when they come. I mean, people have asked me, like, you know, this is the way Ashkenazim nobody eats anything. They're not serving anything. There's no, like, how's it possible? It's part of the whole religious observance of us. Certainly not to make big. Lechan hu chozer. Now, where does he go back to? Now, Rashi learns. That's interesting because it was Tosfos all along who was talking about that the case is a reference to what we last dealt with what happens when somebody was being mavarish and you have to wait for him. Rashi, ironically, learns that that's exactly what the sugya is going on here. Question is, I heard you bench, and you benched until Azanet HaKol, and I said Amen. Do I now say Azanet HaKol again, or was I Yotze with your benching, and I continue from that point on? And that's the machlok, okay?
Later in the meeting.
When I finish, you already left. I'm still reading my New York Times. When I complete my coffee and so on, where do I go to? Do I go back to the beginning, or do I start from where you were? So Rav Zvi Mishbeda Bayom Efes Rosh. You have to go back to the beginning. Whereas Rabbanan Ami Lamakom Shepasak start from where the last guy stopped. Now, of course, here, ironically, Tosfos says, we can't be referring back to that case. You're telling me a guy here in Hazanat HaKol goes back, and for 3 hours he's having all kinds of other things, and he's reading his paper and having a ball, and now he comes back and he forgets the first bracha. Of course, that part is consistent with the Rashi and his relationship with the first bracha. How could we possibly say after he eats that he was Yotze Hazan for the other guy's bracha? So it doesn't make any sense. So therefore, we have to say that it's talking about, according to him, the Aniyah of the bracha. The continuation of this sugya. When you, the guy who's being mavarech, he says, "Mavarech shechanu mishalom." Everybody says, "Baruch shechanu mishalom tovoch hayinu." What does he say? Does he now go to where they are and say, "Baruch shechanu mishalom tovoch hayinu," or does he simply go back to the beginning and repeat what he said? I'm first suggesting, "Mavarech shechanu mishalom, baruch shechanu mishalom tovoch hayinu." Indeed, then, "Mavarech shechanu mishalom, baruch atah Hashem lo kenim alach alam atzanet olam." Which we don't pass, can we pass them like the Chachamim, that he should be chozer to where they were. So he already said the Baruch Shachan Mishalot. Now answer to their Baruch Shachan Mishalot Tzvachin, which is the way we do it. Omele Reish Galushta, Lulev Sheshet, Hapagad Rabbonim Kishishe Atom. You know, you may be elderly Rabbonim, and maybe you don't climb mountains every morning, I don't know. But I'll tell you something. Parsoi the Tzarki Suda Baki Minayfo. You can trust these Persians, they know more about you guys, about how to make us with them. Because, you know, Bizman Shein Shtein Mitot. Of course, the minhag there was to lean on a couch. So if you have two people there, the way they do it is, the gadol, he sits down, lies down first on his, and then sheni lo lamala himenu. The other guy, now remember that always when you're leaning on your left, right? So now, you've got the back of the couch over there, you're leaning on your left hand, the guy who is above you will now be behind you. So he's going to be, which of course creates a problem because you don't see him. But on the other hand, you're in front. So you're the gadol. Okay. So that's what they do. What they do is that if you have two people, they put the one of the second in gadlus is lamala hemenu, but in back of him. So when we say lamala, it's because his feet are at the level of your head behind you. If you have three people, shalosh, bismanshin shalosh, then the gadol is mesav be'emtza. The sheni lo lamala hemenu, but the shalishi lo lamata hemenu, because if you would do it the other way, you would put now the next guy above you. So then what would happen? happen is you're now going to be mezalzel in him by how it is that you have the other guy. So the second one, what we want to do is be mechaber everybody in the way which is roi for them. That's how they do it, and they don't see any problem with that.
So they're both closer to the middle guy.
They're both closer to the middle guy. Omar Lay. So Reb Sheshet says, well, now that's so smart, isn't it? These parsoi. I suppose that if the gadol decides he wants to speak to somebody, he should get up, twist his head around, so he should be able to see him. That's very convenient. So now Matvitz Tirutzi, Vyatiku Mishtoi Vade. So now he has to turn around. Omar Lay. Well, now wait a minute. Remember, we're talking about Persians over here. Persians don't talk. They make hand signals. So shiny parsoi de machfele b'mechog. So they if they need something, they just indicate it with their finger. Then it's the other guy's problem. And mayim rishoni mi'echan matchilin esrup sheshes or malim in agado. Well, when they bring first water out to prepare your hands for eating, they start from the most kosher of a person. Really, says Reb Sheshet, I suppose, of course, this is very nageas as well. Yeshev agado v'yishmor yadav achnatim kulam. So in other words, the gadol should sit around twiddling his thumbs. Because he can't talk, he can't do anything now. He washed the tzilat yadayim. So he should sit around twiddling his thumbs while all the kids end up being mevarech. That makes sense to you, says the Reish Lakish. Of course it doesn't make sense. Le'alter ma'ita taka kameh. Immediately when he washes his hands, he's immediately brought his own private serving table, which was the minig in those days anyway, to come to the couch. And at that point, he begins to eat while all the other plebeians are busy washing their hands and getting their food. Oh, Marley, how about mayim achronim? Me'echan matchilin? And how do they do with the mayim achronim? The mayim achronim, they start from the least kosher. Really now, said Reb Sheshet. And I suppose the gadol should sit around with filthy fingers until somebody gets around to bringing him something, huh? Achronot lim kulan? I'm like, no. Well, you didn't get the whole story. Lo misaki takamikamei adonam bimaya legabe. Obviously, he continues eating. It's the katan who stops eating first, and he's given to wash while his elders are continuing to eat. Reb Sheshet, well, okay, but I'll tell you something. Anamat nita yadana. I know, you could bring a raya from the Persians if you like, but I know a braita. Titania. Kate said, Seder HaSava, Bisman changed shtei mitot. And the God is Mesa Barosh. Sheni lo is lamata imet. We put the second in command over there, even though it's in front of him, but it's down below. So that way I could talk to him if I'm the gadol. I don't want to turn around to speak to him. If I have something to say, I expect to say it's someone that I'm looking at. There's one behind me. So therefore the second in command goes now, he's Mesiv Lamata Imenu. If you have Sholosh Mito, the gadol is Mesiv Barosh. The Sheni lo is Lamala Imenu at this point, because otherwise we're going to have now, I'll have to talk with the third in command, not with the second in command, because otherwise I would be now putting the Sheni lo as if he's secondary to the guy who's lower than him, because after all he's lamala from the shlishi, and it can be looked at as the shlishi is the one that's now kavua and he's above him, so I need to treat the sheni at least with the chashivas of being above me,
even though
he's behind, because that's the second most valuable position. Even though this means that it inconveniences me if I want to speak to number two, it's improper to insult number two because I might want to speak to number two. But so if there's only two, then perfectly acceptable that he's below me. But if there's three, then already it's insulting to him because vis-a-vis number three, he looks like he's behind him.
Isn't the same thing that Rosh has complained about, that I have to turn around?
No, because they had the second guy above him. So who am I going to talk to? There's nobody here.
Oh, only if there's
three. Only if there's three. So then indeed we put him in front, right. But below.
And if there's three, then you have to deal with it.
Then I deal with it by being the common, right. So that clarifies that issue. Mayim Arishonim, the halacha is matchilin min hagadol. Now, of course, it's not clear. This now is the saying that even in a case where you don't have the shulchan, as you know, the minig in different places is there are different ways. In other words, if you don't have a way for the individual to make his own birkat hamotzi, like in a large zuda and so on and so forth, then many people are knowing to have the kids and so on wash first and let the gadol wash less so that he doesn't have to be sitting there twiddling his thumbs, which is what Reb Sheshet was complaining about in the first place. For Reb Sheshet to bring a braita, which ends up saying the same thing, doesn't make any sense. If you have five people, then matzilim and agadol. If you've got more than five, you have 100 people. In other words, what we do is we say, look, there's got to be some seder out of the barn. We're not going to have the person be notomai and wait there for 20 people to be notol yada. Let him continue to eat. If there's mayim achronim, if there's five people, who may have done, there's another minute for the next guy to be notol. Once you go beyond five, so then let's say you have 100 people that are over there, then matzilim and agadol, not shemagin etzel chamesh, until you get to the last five, and then you go back and you give it to the gadol. In in a place when they come to the five, if the gadol, the balabayit, gives a naim akronim at that point to someone in particular, then that someone is meant to be the person who's going to say birkat hamazon. And this, as we already saw this earlier, misayel lelarav diomer rebchia barashi amarav kol anotel yadav ba'achronat chila hum izugman lebracha. It's the last guy that does birkat hamazon. And then, of course, the story with Rav and Rebchia that were sitting in front of Rebbe. Omelei Rebbe lerav kum mashe yadchar, get up and wash your hands, which he took kamein, you filthy slob, you. So chazit the kamirta to Rebchia, sees Rav absolutely devastated by this. Omelei bar parti, please, son of Gedalim, did you understand what he was saying? Ayein bibrikat mizon nakom, are they trying to tell you to prepare benching? So he gives it a little extra time. That's why I would give it before the late. I'm going to give it to him the last one. I'll be taken by surprise. So after the, when we're up to the last five, give it to him, and that'll be, put him on notice, or gather his thoughts together, and be ready for Birkat Hamazon.
That's because they'll automatically, the big group, they'll know that it's not the one who's given to the Chibet.
Yeah.
You see a big group, and you know.
Yeah. And even though we're sort of in the middle of the Sigda, I think we can hold off. It's late.
Rob was going to mention today what I said earlier, you know, that when you bench like one,
what, the Tosafot that discusses what the meaning.
What
was your question?
So who did Rabbi Abba hold like? Kiyad yam Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. Balabayit botzeya voreach mevorech. Balabayit botzeya kedei shivtze ba'ayin yafa. Oreach mevorech kedei shivarech la balabayit. Mai mevorech yiratzon shelo yivosh balabayit b'lam hazeh v'lo yikalim lo lam haba. V'Rabbi Mosif ba'dvorim. Yitzlach mo d'chon ha'kasav yun ha'kasav d'chassinu mutzlachim mekrovim la'ir v'yishot satan lo b'maasi yadav v'lo b'maasi yadenu v'yizdakek lo l'fanav v'lo l'fanenu shum d'var yirur chet v'yavira v'yavon me'ata v'yad olam. Ad ekan berkat ha'mazon Rav Nachman amar ad b'vorech Rav Sheshet amar ad azan Neime ketanoi Tatoni chod birkat ha'mazon shnayim v'shlosha v'tanidak. Or Rashi's Girsha, Stein v'Shalosh, V'Tanidach Shalosh V'Arba. So, the Kulei Amatov Ametiv Lav D'Oraita, which leaves us only with the following analysis. By Lav, okay, okay. Man Yom Stein v'Shalosh is referring to the number of brachot, and he holds Ad Hazan, leaving only two remaining brachot for Yachid. Man Yom Shalosh V'Arba holds Ad Nevorech as a separate bracha, leaving basically three brachot for Yachid. Of course, Kulei Alma Ad Nevorech. Mandi Omer Shalosh Varba. Okay, chapter. But how do you explain Shtayim V'Shalosh? Amalecha, we're talking about Birkat HaPoalim. Since we said before the Amar, Poter Bazan, and then you condense Bonei Yerushalayim and Birkat HaRetz into one bracha, that explains how you only have two. Rav Sheshet Metaretz Atame, Kulei Alma Ad Hazan. So Mandi Omer 2 and 3, that's good. But Mandi Omer Shalosh V'Arba, where did he possibly get that from? Ah! He owes Atova Metiv is Dioraita. Therefore, the three includes Atova Metiv. Rav Yosef. It's not possible. Teda Atova Metiv love Dioraita. I Paul Imokrimota. Rav Yosef Ashvoba Marta Mishvedarab. Teda Atova Metiv love Dioraita. Share Poter Babaruch. The Inchotem Babaruch. Kiritani Kalabrachot Kalam Poter Ben Babaruch. The Chotem Ben Babaruch. Except for a few. Yotzei min hakol, like the Birkat HaPeirot, the Birkat HaMitzvot, and all the brachot HaSpuchal of Chaverta, and the brachot HaKorosh of Kriyat Shmona. As far as those others are concerned, Yesh b'yam shepoter ben baruch v'chotem ben baruch, Yesh b'yam shepoter ben baruch v'chotem ben baruch, Hatov al-Mitiv, poter ben baruch v'eno, chotem ben baruch. Clearly, it must be a brachot v'nei atzmai. Omer Nachman Yitzchak, I'll prove to you that Tavaita, because according to Rabbi Akiva, Okrina Tavaita Avel, Kiritanya, Mayim Omrim Bebeta Avel, Boruch Atov Amitiv. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Boruch Dayane Emet. And the Tanakam says Atov Amitiv, but not Dayane Emet. No, no. Afatov Amitiv. Marzul Kreikul Averova, Shid Rabbi Milta, Patach Uborech, Atov Amitiv, El Emet, Dayane Emet, Shafit Betzedek, Lokeach Bamishpat, Shalit Bolamo, Lasopo Kiratsono, ככל דרכיו משפט שהכל שלו ואנחנו עמו ועבדיו ובכל אנחנו חייבים להודות לו ולבורכו גודל פרצות בישראל הוא יגדור את הפרצה הזאת בישראל לחיים לאיכן הוא חוזר רב זביד בשביל הבאי אומר חוזר לראש רבנן אומר this referring according to Rashi to the guy who was mafsik to the other people according to Tosfos to the Mizamin רבנן אמר למקום שפסק ואילכת למקום שפסק I could tell you that the Parsoi are Betzorchis Uda more Bekiim than you. They've got these little walkie-talkies. So now Yeshiva Glovishmo Yadava Shinotum Kulan, Omalain Ha, the Altamati Takakame, and my Makronimechan Matrinin, Omel Minakatal, Minakatal. So what, Gadol Yativi Yadav is Omot, Achinotum Kulam, Omel, of course not. Lomisalka Takamikame, Adanantamayanikame. Omel Sheshot, I only know the writer. The Tanya Ketza Tzidra Siva, Bismanjin Shtemitot, Gadol Sibroshin, Lomatimena, Bismanjin Shalosh, we taught, Gadol Mesibroshin, למעלה ממנו, שליש שלו למטה ממנו. מים הראשונים מתחילים מן הגדול, מים האחרונים בזמן שאין חמישה מתחילים מן הגדול. בזמן שאין מים מתחילים מן הקטן, עד שמגיעים עצו חמישה, חוזר מתחילים מן הגדול. ולמקום שמים האחרונים חוזרים, ושם ברכה חוזרת for the ברכת המזון. ומסייע לרב, יום רבי ברא שם רב, כל הנוטל ידיו באחרונה תחילה, referring to the last five, who מזומן לברכה. ורב רבי חייא, אביאתי בסעודת הקמיד הרבי, אומר לרבי לרב, קומה שיהיה אותך. חז רבי חייא דקמירתת, אומר לי בר פחתי, he's giving you an honor. עיין בברכת מזון, אמר לך.